Gospel of John. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at the home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." After she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher's here, and he's calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her, because they thought she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep.
The time was drawing near for Jesus. Right before this passage, the Jews attempted to stone him, but he escaped. We don't often think of Jesus as living a life of adventure. The past 2 summers, I've been called to take part in church camp for the junior high and the high school kids because they were talking about comic book heroes. And someone told them that I was I am sort of stuck in adolescence. And I collect comic books and all of that sort of thing. Toys and everything. So they called me to the church camp, and we did. And we were able to finally understand that Jesus really was the first century superhero. And it allowed them to see him in a new way, because we see all these pictures of meek and mild Jesus. Jesus with a lamb or comforting the children. We see meek pictures. And he was a robust, athletic superhero. He escaped. And they were heading back to Jerusalem the long way when he got the news that Lazarus was ill from Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha. You remember, Mary had anointed his feet. Martha, who had prepared dinner for him on many occasions. Lazarus, probably apart from the 12, was his best friend. The sisters sent word to him, "He whom you love is ill." Now, the disciples tried to talk Jesus out of going to Judea. It was too dangerous. But Jesus did live a dangerous life. Jesus told them that Lazarus was dead. Now they would truly see who Jesus is. Thomas, you remember Thomas, who would forever be known as what? Doubting Thomas. Thomas the doubter. He said to them, "Well, let's also go with him so that we may die with Jesus." As they neared Bethany, Martha came out to meet them. "Lord, if only you had been here, my brother would not have died." Oh, can you think of two more sad words? "If only." It's such a sad phrase. The "if onlys" of life can wear you down. Regrets can be spirit killers, can they not? There is a commercial out. I love this commercial. I think it's about a candy bar, okay? And here's a big biker, and he's sitting there getting a tattoo on his shoulder. And the gal's tattooing him at the same time she's eating a Milky Way bar. And when he gets through, he looks down at his tattoo and he says, "No regrets." She said, "I was eating a Milky Way." But he had the right idea. We can't help live through our regrets, but we don't have to carry them with us forever. And he was reminding himself of that. Can we live regret-free lives? No, of course not. No, of course not. You do not want to hear a laundry list of my regrets. We don't have long enough. But we can do better, can't we? We can do better with our lives than we are doing. How do we do that? How do we not let those things of the past kind of hitchhike on our everyday living? First thing, we can avoid some regrets by just doing our best. Live your life as if every new task is the most important task of your day. We can let the past be the past, can we not? I want you to think of something right now. Think of something in your past that is troubling you perhaps right now, or has been a part of your sadness. Think of that thing. And I want you to envision it in front of you. And then I want you to envision it moving around you to your back and then disappearing behind you. Let the past be the past. But also learn from your regrets. One of my regrets was inflicting myself on a major company as their financial analyst. I learned that I was not a good financial analyst. What have I told y'all about money and me? Don't give it to me. I don't want to be responsible for it. Learn from those regrets and turn them into tools that you can use to live better, fuller lives. And at the same time, turn them over to God. I love that old prayer. It's a very simple prayer. It says, "Oh God, I ain't what I ought to be. I ain't what I should be. But thank you, God, that I ain't what I used to be." Pray like that. And then Martha expressed complete confidence in Jesus. She said, I know you can do it. You're the only person on earth who could do it. She went to get her sister, and Mary said the very same thing to Jesus. But this time, it was more of a rebuke. If you had been here, he would not have died. Jesus saw Mary and Martha and all of the Jews who had come with them weeping, and he was moved. Jesus wept. The shortest verse in Scripture, 2 words, 9 letters. Yet they carry such weight for us, do they not? It shows us Jesus' humanity. Fully human. We sometimes forget that because we picture Jesus as the Christ, and there's always light behind him. And perhaps he's above the ground and he is ascending. And we forget that he wept as a full human being. My hope is in Jesus, the fully human, fully divine Savior. It shows Jesus' compassion. That, I think, is what we learn most from Jesus, that he had compassion on others, and that compassion for others would be his earthly undoing, would it not? He literally gave himself away. It also shows Jesus' sadness over the state of the people. They were lost. They were without a shepherd, seemingly. And Jesus wept. Well, we know the rest of the story, don't we? We know that. Jesus walked up to Lazarus' tomb. They cautioned him. He's been there 4 days. There will be a stench. Death was strong. Death was strong. Take away the stone, Jesus said. But Rabbi, he's been there 4 days. He told them, did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Jesus told them that. And then Jesus prayed. I love this prayer. He's kind of messing with them. He says, I thank you, Father, that you have heard me, but I know that you always hear me. I'm praying so these people will hear that you heard me. Wink, wink. He was praying so the people would hear. I've told you time and time again how uncomfortable I am in praying from up here, that all of my personal prayer is almost wordless. I take heart in this passage. Then he shouted, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus came out, but his hands and his feet and his head were still bound up in the funeral bandages. Did you see that ancient horror movie where Boris Karloff was the mummy? Every time I read this passage, I think of Boris Karloff because Lazarus looked just like that. He was wrapped in funeral bandages and he was walking stiffly because he was still bound. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. And he fell into Jesus' arms. He had told his disciples earlier, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth. Easter is coming. Amen.